W. Josak, east-west of Route 279, west of Bayview Drive, being lot I-138 within West Bay Mobile Park. A variance from the separation requirement between units in a mobile home park.
Name and address, please.
Janice Boer, 3 Harbor Road, Long Neck, Delaware.
Can you spell your last name?
B-O-O-R-E.
Sir, are you going to testify?
Well, I can't stand or nothing, so I was...
Okay, just tell us your name and address.
Michael Kaufman, 3 Harbor Road, Millsboro.
You both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening.
Would you like to explain your
yes.
Request, please?
Our customer, Richard and Brenda Josak, they would like to extend their existing screen porch and enclosed porch to 14 feet. It is now 12.
Uh-huh.
The problem is that it's existing now is 24 feet. However, 20 feet of that encroaches the property by 2 feet. Just the front to 20 feet back of this porch is 2 feet short.
The back of
the front corner from the people that live next door from their steps over.
Oh, okay. And the reason why they want to make it from 12 feet to 14?
It's really not big enough for their furniture. It's like an enclosed porch now. They want to make it into more like a living area type room.
Uh-huh. Okay.
They're basically going to double the size of their existing home.
Exactly. It's a single wide now. And from the 20 feet past, everything's fine to the back of their property. It's just the first corner
of their
okay. From the people's
steps.
Yeah.
Coming out of their trailer.
They're not built steps, they're just mobile home steps.
Mobile home steps, rather.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No, sir.
And Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
I have a letter from the park manager, if that means anything.
I think we have one.
We got one.
We have one here too, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
From Mark.
Yes, Misner.
Yes, and Misner. Yes, we have one.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. And hearing no opposition, chair will entertain a motion. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 10,755 under advisement.
We have a motion by Mr. Hudson, a second by Mr. Workman, that we take case number 10,755 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. And that, your case also has been taken under advisement. What that means also, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.